Hey friends, welcome back to another Seed Talk with Lisa and Lane. Hey Lane.
Hello, I love your Chinese forget-me-nots next to you.
I am so surrounded by cool flowers. I mean, the season is up and running, and I'm just pretty happy about the whole deal.
Yeah.
So Lane, before we jump into what we're going to talk about today, just remind everybody that this broadcast is brought to you by thegardenersworkshop.com, which is our home base for all that we do. It is an online garden shop, online courses, tons of resources. It's like everything grow, cut flowers or flowers, whether you're a home gardener or a flower farmer that wants to expand your business. And we thank you guys for supporting us, and we appreciate it so very, very much. So, Lane, what's the subject today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about three different plants that we think you should consider planting weekly throughout the warm season. So I won't reveal them yet, but that's what we'll be discussing today.
Awesome sauce. All right, Lane, let's hit it. Ooh.
All right, our very first flower, and this should come as no surprise to any of you, but it's going to be single stem sunflowers. These, of course, are these big, beautiful focal flowers. There are lots of different colors available, from buttercreams to yellows and oranges, burgundy reds, bicolors, and they can have light or dark central discs. Lisa, why do you grow single stem sunflowers as a flower farmer?
I just want to say that the image that you selected on the left showing them in the garden, Lane, that is one of my favorite pro cuts. That is brilliance. Oh. And I can recognize it right away because can you see like the orange halo that surrounds the petals right where they meet the disc? I mean, I just love this sunflower. It's a deep, rich sunflower. This is the difference, y'all, between using butter or margarine in a pound cake, you know? I mean, it is. It's like it's deeper, richer. So anyway, we learned to plant single stem sunflowers once a week about 15 years ago from Vicki Stanback. She's a flower farmer in Oklahoma. And listening to her discuss how she used them in her business changed the course of my flower farm, very much so. Because when I learned that I could plant single stem sunflowers every week, which it in turn would mean I would be cutting them every single week. And then you would have them available, whether you needed to puff up your mixed bouquets that you're obligated to or your commercial customers. And they just proved to be the cash cow that just really pushed our business over the edge. And then to have them every week, you know, when you have a constant supply of something, whether it's them or maybe a couple of the others that Lane's going to share with us, it's easy to sell the same thing over and over again. It's having to introduce it and tell people why they need it. So sunflowers to us is one of the most important crops that we grow.
And it's just so reliable. And even for home gardeners, it's just something that's really easy to grow. The seeds are really large. You can sow them even with children if you want to. They're just a great, reliable crop to include in your garden or on your farm. And planting every week just ensures you're going to have a consistent supply, since they are a one and done crop.
Yeah. And you know, that's another great image that you selected, Lane, that's there on the right. That's actually all the colors of the Pro Cut series, which is the one that I grow typically. But that's beautiful, Lane.
So you just mentioned the Pro Cut series. Which varieties do you like to grow? And how does that mix of varieties change as the season changes?
Well, we typically only grow Pro Cut, the Pro Cut series. So Pro Cuts are a family of sunflowers, or a series, if you want to think of them that way. And in that series, there's 14 different colors, I believe. And we do change the colors up, as I think they bloom from seed to bloom in about 60 days. So I'm thinking when it's time to start them for this week, say, what is 60 days? Is that high summer, or is that fall, or is it spring? And that helps guide me on to which colors I would actually prefer to plant.
And even just amongst Pro Cuts, you really do have the variability of color, where you can do more of those lighter buttercream or lemon yellow sort of colors in the spring. And then you can shift in the summer to those oranges, and then in the fall to some of those burgundies and bicolors.
Yes.
You can really tailor which varieties you're growing to match your preferences for each season.
And we typically stuck with that. You know, in the spring flowers, we would grow the whites and the lemon and the peach and the gold, light gold, gold light. That is the gold with the green center. That's a very spring-like flower. Then we, as you mentioned, moved to the oranges in the summertime with the hot colors. And then when fall came, the dark colors with the bicolors and the oranges. I
Yeah.
mean, people just never could get enough.
And these are single stem sunflowers, like we just mentioned. There are branching sunflowers. That's not what we're talking about here. What was the price per stem that you would get off of these sunflowers, Lisa, in relation to other things, not the actual price?
Well, I mean, they're cash cows because, I mean, they are usually, I mean, we sold primarily everything wholesale, and you got over a dollar for sure per stem. And that was many, many years ago. And because they are so reliable and people buy so many of them commercially, it just really made them a significant influx of cash flow into our business. But you would see them wholesaled anywhere from $1.25 to $1.75. Wholesale meaning that's what the florist would pay for it potentially, or you would count it for in a bouquet that you were going to wholesale.
And was that on the higher end of the spectrum for the flowers you sold, or was it in the middle?
It was very similar, maybe a little bit more. It was the fact that people bought so many and they bought them week after week after
Right.
week is what really made them a significant piece. And I will tell you, I mean, we just, even at 1200 sunflowers a week, we very rarely, if ever, composted sunflowers. I mean, they were just always in demand. You know, we had one customer, commercial customer, that took 20 bunches every single week right off the top. I mean, that was just a standing order to go with everything else they bought from us. And then how many times did he call and say, "Do you have like 20 more bunches that I could take?" You know, I mean, they're a universal flower, you know, and
They
they just are
are.
really useful.
All right, now we're going to move on to our second pick, and it's going to be single stem coxcombs. So they look like these velvety brains. There are all different sorts of colors you can pick from, but they just have this really interesting texture and a sort of fuzzy look to them. Lisa, why did you grow these single stem coxcomb as a flower farmer?
So the single stems, you just kind of had more control over, again, just like the sunflowers. If you planted them every week, then you got some every week, right? And it was just easy to put them into production. You knew that once you cut it, you're done. So that bed can be flipped for another crop thereafter. It just made it much more simple. But the nice thing about most of the single-stemmed coxcombs is they are a little bit more pricier hybrids. And one of the main characteristics that they have that I absolutely love is that they're slower to go to seed. So you can allow the heads to get nice. You don't want huge heads, but like the green that I'm holding in this image, that is spring green. And I could have sold that every single week to our commercial customers. I mean, it was just gorgeous. It looks like green coral.
Yeah.
And people just loved it. It was a great filler and it was a really great color. But I also grew like the Axe, Act is, or Bombay is an old name that they used to be. They have a lot of unique colors, but it's just a different set of colors. Most of our branchers are kind of more bright colors, where these single stems seem to have a lot of the muted colors, which really, of course,
Yeah.
people do in events and weddings and blushes and all that really were very useful. And then, of course, there is that Coral Unlimited, which is a single stem. I mean, you could never have enough of this. I mean, it's got wider ribs. And to know that I could plant it every week or every 2 weeks and constantly have a supply of those, you know, the same customers would just say, "I'll take all you have every week. Just don't even put it on your list for other people." No, it's really beautiful.
And like you mentioned, a lot of times those more expensive varieties do take a lot longer to go to seed, which gives you a little more wiggle room in terms of the harvest stage.
It is so true. And you know, the single stems command a little bit better price because they are single stems. The seed is a little pricier, but they're still a good value because they're long lasting, unique, amazing colored flowers.
And how was the price per stem on these in relation to other things that you sold?
I mean, they were the bigger coxcombs were, over $1.50 whole, and we're talking all wholesale, y'all. Over $1.50. So they were, and just it would again, we would grade them. But that means $15 for a bunch of 10. And that was several years ago. I would imagine that would be more by now. But for a fairly easy crop to grow, that is pretty nice.
All right, now we're going to move on to our third pick, and this is going to be Limelight Millet. And this is something, it starts off with these fuzzy heads that turn into these beautiful draping sort of blooms, and they just add a lot of texture to a bouquet, and they can make a really big dramatic statement if you group a bunch of them together. And again, just like the spring green coxcomb that Lisa was just mentioning, they really just pair well with anything because they have this nice lime green color.
Yep.
And this is another one that does have a wider window of harvest.
Yes. So the image you have on the left is when we were doing a big bouquet program, that's where we used the majority of it when it was small and just emerging. So it's straight up and it was just really easily fit into a bouquet, right? The image on the right was a couple of, it was last year, I think. Where we allowed it to stay in the garden and mature more. And boy, were we surprised. Those heads were just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I want to say that Limelight definitely produces more than one stem per plant, but we treated it. I mean, oftentimes I would get three stems, but we treated it as a single stem. We cut it all, and then that bed was done because we had it in our rotation alongside our sunflowers. Where when the plant, we don't give it, another 30 to 40 days to regrow more stems, right? So yeah, that's a, it's just a universal use plant.
It is. Lisa, why did you plant Limelight Millet weekly?
Because we loved having a diff, we grow so many celosia plumes, right? And they're all colors, and there are some greenish ones, but you can always poof up a bouquet, a mixed bouquet, because we did a big supermarket business also. When you have green spikes, do you know what I mean? They go with
Yeah.
any and everything. We loved putting them in sunflower bouquets. They just are a natural, great fit for that. So, Limelight was, I mean, we, oh my goodness, we just planted and cut and grew and sold a lot of Limelight Millet. And it's just a good, really, really good plant.
So, how about the price per stem for this one compared to other things that you sold?
It really depends on the stage you're selling them in. If you look at as they're just emerging, we primarily use them in our mixed bouquets at that stage. It was the big market for commercial customers were these large draping. And yeah, they'd be 15 to 20 bucks a wholesale, a bunch when you had these big. I mean, you have to think of the impact of a stem to a florist, just like it does to you. It's like, how much room does that take up? How much value does it? And that would be a pretty standard for the large size, 15 to 20 bucks probably for a wholesale pricing.
All right, well, that was it for our list of three different things that you might want to consider planting weekly during the warm season. If you have a favorite thing that you like to plant every week, please feel free to share that over in the comment section on YouTube, or you can use the form linked in the show notes. And thank you so much again for joining us, and be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're watching or listening to make sure you don't miss any of our future episodes. And just thanks again for being here with us.
Yeah, I say ditto to that, Lane.
Yeah.
That was a really great episode. I think people don't understand the value of planting it, cutting it, done. You flip the bed and go on. It's just it does. It sounds like it's doesn't make good sense, but I found it to be highly efficient, profitable, and easier in the long run. All right, Lane. Thanks for another great show, friends. Till we meet again. Ciao.
Bye.